play a song for us before I speak? Thank you. I came across that song last week, and I played it over and over again. And I thought I was going to weep and cry. You know, when we talk about sin, in a moment, we're going to be having communion, and there'll be a time of confession. But when I read these words, they spoke to my own heart about what I sometimes consider sin to be and not to be. I repent for moments I have spent recalling all the pain and failures of the past. I repent for dwelling on the things beyond my power to change, the change that hold me fast. I give up the bitterness and hate, the blaming men and fate for all my discontent. The guilt and pain I empty from my cup so God can fill it up with peace and sweet content. And yet when we come to communion shortly, let's just come, maybe differently. God bless you. Just to remind you that there's a filling station meeting with our own James. Can you just stand, James? James is speaking at filling station next week. That's nothing to do with petrol. If you Friday at Bosham, so do go to that. That will be a good time of ministry and word and worship. So we're looking at James chapter 5, and there's a couple of things I'd like to speak about today if I can, and that is the whole thing about what do we do when we're suffering or in trouble. So we're talking about suffering or trouble and sickness. So let's turn to a little account about Jesus in Luke 13. Let's focus on sickness for a minute. I read Luke 13 verse 10. On the Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. Now in the King James, it puts it like this. She had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. So here we have this woman who has this spirit of infirmity, and infirmity is a weakness or a grief. That's what an infirmity is. And we're told in Isaiah 53 verse 4 that Jesus, when he died, he took up our infirmities. What are they? Weaknesses, griefs, and stuff like that. And this woman had this spirit of infirmity. She had this grief, this weakness, this illness. And the Bible says that when Jesus saw her, I pray that God will see us, that Jesus will see us. That's a kind of simple prayer that I pray often. Jesus, see me. Take note. Jesus saw her and then he called her forward. He called her to himself and spoke to her, "Woman, you are free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her and immediately she straightened up and praised God. And then later on, Jesus says that in verse 16, She was a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had kept bound for 18 years. Why shouldn't she be set free on the Sabbath? Now, it's clear that Jesus said that she had been kept bound by what? By whom? By Satan for 18 years. This was a spirit of infirmity. Some illnesses, some weaknesses, some infirmities are as a result of what Satan, the enemy, is doing. Some are. This was one of those. And Jesus, when he saw her, called her to himself. I like the way the NIV puts it as well. He called her forward to him and spoke over her and said, "You are loosed. You are free." Then he placed his loving hands upon her and she was set free. So we're thinking about sickness. It could be a physical sickness that we have or will have, or that someone that you know has, or it could be something that is not physical. It could be an emotional or some other kind of sickness. We may have a difficulty or a sickness with timidity or fear. What's your sickness? Are you sick free? I'm not. I've got sickness. Your sickness is different to my sickness. I haven't got a physical sickness, but I'm sick. What have you got? Maybe you haven't got anything. I doubt that. What is your sickness? Is shyness or timidity something for you? We're going to Nigeria next week, the three of us. And I don't necessarily go easily. We would appreciate your prayers, please. Before we go, and while we're there, I'm there for 2.5 weeks. Jane and the administrator for Soteria, Yana, they're coming back together after 9 days. We would appreciate and we would need your prayers, even for this week as we prepare to go to Nigeria. We're going to make a difference. In the name of Jesus. What is your sickness? What is my sickness? Some suffer a sickness of being soft. Or hard. Or bitter. Or fearful. Or can't confront. Or anger. Paul writing to Timothy says, "You have not received a spirit of fear or timidity, but you have received a spirit of power and of love and of self-control." So in James, it says that when we are sick, and the sickness it's talking about in James is a sickness of which is incapacitating. It's a disease that unables you to help yourself. You can't do anything. It's a bit like the crippled man in Mark 2, whom the 4 men took him and lowered him in front of Jesus. He could not help himself get to Jesus. It's a sickness of being, you can't help yourself at all. Incapacitating sickness is the sickness that is talked about in James. So he says, if any one of you is suffering, he should pray. Another version puts it like this: if any of you are suffering, they should keep on praying. I am amazed. I've noticed there are many times when there is trouble or there is suffering, how actually we don't pray. I don't know whether I forget to pray or I'm bothered by something, but why is it that we just don't pray? When we're in trouble or suffering, our first instinct is to pray. We ought to pray about everything. And I ought to pray about everything. Nothing is too little. little or too insignificant to pray. So if any one of you is suffering or in trouble, he should pray. Psalm 50 verse 15 says something good. Psalm 50 and verse 50 says, I will deliver you. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. So when we are suffering, when we are in trouble, let us call upon him. Psalm 4 is good. Verse 1. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God, O my defender, Good News Bible puts it. Answer me when I call on you. I said to the Lord recently, why aren't you answering? Why is it slow coming? How much longer do I need to pray, Lord? Lord, why won't you answer? Lord, answer. Lord, come swiftly, Lord. We can be really honest with God. We might, you know, he can take it, can't? Whatever we throw to God, he can take it. We need to be really honest and open to God. And that morning, I was trying to be more open and honest with how I was feeling. I was upset. Why is it so slow? Why aren't you coming, Lord? Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. God, you're my defender. That's what he's saying. You're a righteous God. Defend me. Defend us. Righteous God, rise up. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. Psalm 3 verse 7. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Deliver me, O my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. That's how David prayed. Lord, can you rise up? I need deliverance, Lord. Strike my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. Verse 8, from the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be upon your people. So in James, we're encouraged, is anyone sick? And after communion, if you need prayer because you're sick, come for prayer. You may be like me, you are well in body, but in your spirit, you're not. It may be something that you feel the devil is doing or Satan is doing, and you'd like to be free like this woman who was bound, can you imagine, bent over double. Like for 18 years she went around like this. 18 years bound by Satan. It may be at the end of the communion service today, you'll go to one of the prayer team and they will take the anointing oil and pray over you. It may be you feel that you need deliverance or rescuing, and go to one of them and say, would you pray for me? I'd like to be set free. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. Strike the enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. Someone said to me recently, Andy, you're not a soldier. more than a soldier. You're a general. You know there are soldiers here, and there are generals here. I'm talking to the men for a minute. There are men and women, soldiers here and generals here. And sometimes we just need someone to pray for us, that so that we would rise up and take that position of being a soldier or a general. There are husbands here. You're not soldiers. You're more than a soldier, Justin. You're not a soldier. Don't tell me you're a soldier. You're a general. We who are on the front lines also are generals. There are generals and soldiers here. If any one of you is sick because you're timid and you're fed up with being timid, I don't want to be timid anymore. I don't want to carry that badge of timidity. I don't want that anymore. I'm sick and tired of being timid or fearful. I want that spirit of power and love and self-control. That's the spirit I want. I don't want to live another day. I don't want to do another week. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not your will for me, Lord. I need that deliverance. I need that rescue. I will not be a soldier when you're asking me to take up that position of being a general. Lord, I'm sick and tired. Save me. That's what James 5 is about. If anyone is in trouble, let me pray. Pray. Don't forget to pray. Sometimes I say to Jay, why don't we pray about that? Why don't we pray about that instead of talking about that? I don't want to talk about it sometimes. I'd rather spend 3 minutes, 5 minutes going to war. If anyone is in trouble, keep on. The New International says, keep on praying. Ask, keep on asking. Seek, keep on seeking. Knock, keep on knocking is what Jesus was saying. He didn't say seek, ask, knock. He said ask, keep on asking is what he's meaning. If anyone is in trouble, let's pray. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray with each other. Let's do that. You know, we've prayed. I'm so pleased that Paul led us to, and he's doing that more and more in that prayer time, you know. Let's do that at the end as well. If anyone is sick, call for the elders, call for the leaders, anoint them with oil, and pray. And one of the things, I finish with this. The main thing, perhaps, the enemy wants to do is he always wants to steal, kill and destroy. Always. Always. And the thing he really wants to steal, kill and destroy is the authority that you and I have. You haven't got it. But we were reminded today by Paul that all authority has been given. Therefore, go. And he loves it when we walk this life and do a day or a week and journey through life feeling that we have no power and authority. But we do. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Lord Jesus, call us to yourself like you did to the woman. Call us forward to you. that today, Lord? Do it. Lord Jesus, call us forward and speak your word of freedom in life. You are free. Speak it, Lord. Speak it over me. Lord Jesus, speak it over me. Speak it over us. And then, Lord Jesus, would you please put your hand of healing upon me, us, and set us free. Speak the words, Lord. You are loosed. You are free. We ask these things in your name. Amen.